CDY, VA3HLY.
Well, you know, Henry, I welcome what you said about the reminding, and I don't take offense to it, because I want to know and stuff. I'd rather know. So, like, I welcome it from my daughters, and it's a joke for us. I welcome it from, although we haven't met good people like yourself. Oh, I'm starting to sound like Paul, brother. That's 6QDY.
What was it you said? T squared. What an awesome guy. Yeah. And, oh goodness, I was going to say something else, David. And it was semi-important, and of course it's blown away and out into the space somewhere. Okay, it's gone. It'll never come back. VA 3HLY with memory loss.
And I know it's late where you're at too, so let me hold you up. I'm out here just walking. I'm not sure if you had a question for me. Let me turn it back to you there, Henry. N6QDY.
David, I really don't remember whether it was a question or a statement or what, but it's gone. Life goes on, I guess. And, it's getting late for me, but all I was doing was watching some YouTube videos of the possibility or the idea of traveling to the nearest star other than the sun. And it would take multi-generations to get there. What kind of a spaceship would it take? How many generations it would take to travel 4 light years or 4.5 light years to reach this at 0.1% of the speed of light, I think, that kind of thing. It would take like 400 years. So generation after generation would live and die and on this ship. It would be an enclosed ecosystem and so on. I've come to the conclusion that it's impossible, and I hate to use that word, but I think it's impossible. Back to you, David.
Copy that. Thank you.
Speaking in general terms, I'm glad YouTube, maybe there's some others that came to be, because, you know, before, and people can get caught in it, today you can watch TV, you know, but you can select what you want to watch or turn it off like some people do. Some kind of news, for example, you want to vet those things, sure, get it. But like what I like watching, kind of like you, I like watching, the Tesla thing. I follow a lot of YouTubers that do Tesla. They've got their differences, amateur video stuff. I like to look at their technical views on stuff and some of their designs, and I like to see if what they're talking about is it can really be done.
This is George Nolan, man.
But the YouTube is a phenomenal thing. I've heard people call it YouTube University. I mean, you got to vet everything that's out there, of course, but I mean, man, man, there's just so much learning, and that's what I like about it. I don't watch too much TV anymore. I watch a lot more YouTube.
The weather today, if you're a duck.
Yeah, VA321 returning. Just to let you know, David, you dropped out twice, as if you let go of the PTT. What I got was that you watch more YouTube than TV, and you're here. That's what I do. But you have to be careful what you're watching. You know, don't get caught up in the algorithms. You know, watch something political or something, and next thing you know, more political stuff comes up. Or just have to be careful. You know, use your common sense. And that's all I try to do. You know, I try to keep things lighthearted and entertaining. Never take anything too serious. Back to you, David. Maybe you know the reason for dropping out twice. Over.
It's short because I'm going to start going behind a hill. You know, everything you just said is everything that I was talking about. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So, yeah. You know, I'm not surprised that we see things in somewhat the same light, pretty well the same light. A lot of the people I talk to on here, we have, I guess, common interests, common ideas, you know. Even when I'm on WiseX, same kind of people. If I felt uncomfortable talking to people like yourself or anybody else on the air, I wouldn't have anything to do with this hobby. And 6PDY-VA-3H1. Oh, and you're in El Dorado Hills, California. And for anybody listening, El Dorado is Spanish for El Dorado.
Anybody else up in the South could tune in?
Yeah, I've heard people that speak Spanish of some sort or some form of Spanish say El Dorado Hills means something about the gold hills. Does that sound about right to you?
And we'll come back now.
Yes. Yeah, it's about gold and riches and that. Yes. The appreciation is mine. It's on my end. Nice to talk to you. Nice hearing you. When I first heard the call, I thought maybe Emil, because he hasn't spoken to you, I think, in a while. But anyway, I thought give it some time, and nobody else came back. So, yeehaw. Okay. And, one question before you go. Are you coming in through a repeater or through your node? Over.
Yeah, I'm coming in through my repeater. So I've got a repeater at the house, and the node is like right next to it, so it's tied into the repeater. That's how come I'm able to. Well, I'm at the base of the hill, which makes it tough to get into the repeater. But when I'm further away from the hill, I obviously can get into the repeater.
The entire time that you've been walking. talking, but we've been talking. You've been fine. Full quieting, excellent audio, too. You want to give me a quick description of the antenna and the height? I don't know whether you've ever done that, and if you have, I apologize for asking the same question. Over.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. So I'm wearing a repeater. It's a, GR1225 Motorola repeater. And I'm running some TXRX 4-cavity duplexers. The antenna is a diamond antenna on the roof, which I'm going to change out. It's an old antenna. And it's up about close to 900 feet, the entire system. So I don't have the antenna up very high. And then because the repeater and the node are right next to each other, I basically have a dummy load into the repeater because they're next to each other. And it's reverse, obviously, into the repeater. So yeah, that's how I'm getting into All-Star. I'm going through the repeater, out the repeater, into the All-Star node, which is a clear node, and obviously the diamond antenna on the roof of the house. Go ahead.
Now, if you get raised, no problem.
Well, it sounds like a serious system. You've well taught it, and it's working. So, well done, David. Well done.
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7, time out.
But you know what? I'm not surprised. Not after what you do for a living. So, yeah. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your walk. You're probably not very far from home now. I'm just guessing. And nice talking to you, David. Appreciate you sending your call out. Absolutely enjoy the QSO. N6QDY, VA3HOY. Good talking to you again. 73.
Link.
Okay, Henry. Always great to hear from you. Thanks for calling. And, yeah, no problem. Well, I give credit where credit's due. I get ideas from other people, so, you know. And I go, oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea. Because, honestly, I don't want to think about it because I do this stuff every day sometimes. But when they put it to me in a certain way, I go, okay, yeah, I think I'll try that. But anyway. All righty. Have a good one. Take care. I'm free. Have a good rest. VA3HRY from N6QDY. Almost halfway mark. Not quite. N6QDY clear. Listening now. And pedestrian mobile.
Yeah, 73 David, VA3HRY.
AC2GON, Ripley, New York. This is Kilo, Charlie 2, Golf, Oscar, November. Ripley, New York.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 2 station. I'll get in here real quick because I'm going to probably lose the repeater when I go behind the hill. You're in New York, which I just got back from not too long ago. Whereabouts in New York are you in relation to Niagara Falls? Name here is David. Call sign is November 6, Quebec, Delta Yankee, N6QDY.
evening, sir. I'm in Ripley, New York, is about 30 miles east of Erie, Pennsylvania, and about 70 miles west of Buffalo, New York, on the south shore of Lake Erie. I'm located on the escarpment about 4 or 5 miles inland.